USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden had a big meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. One main topic was denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Biden was asked if he would meet with Kim Jong-un. He said he would with some preconditions.
But what I would not do is I would not do what had been done in the recent past. I would not give him all that he's looking for, is national, international recognition as legitimate.
The president was also asked about the ceasefire in the Middle East and what of the Democratic Party's shifting stance on Israel.
There is no shift in my commitment, the commitment to the security of Israel, period. No shift, not at all. But I tell you what there is a shift in. The shift is that we still need a two-state solution. It is the only answer.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com.
Log on. Get yourself a pair.
Get a pair for the family.
They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand.
They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness.
They will pay for themselves the first time you use them.
TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Police in California are saying that a road rage incident is the cause of a shooting on Freeway 55 in the city of Orange. They said gunfire came from a white sedan and went into another, killing a six-year-old boy. Officer Florentino Oliveira is with the CHP.
We want to hear from witnesses. We're asking for your help.
Police officers have been walking shoulder to shoulder along the freeway in Orange looking for evidence. President Biden awarded the Medal of Honor to Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. in a White House ceremony, calling the Korean War veteran a true American hero. South Korean President Moon Jae-in attended the event, the first time a foreign leader had done so. The Medal of Honor is the highest military decoration that can be awarded in the United States. He intentionally ran across an open area in order to drop fire and allow his Rangers to destroy the enemy positions. Puckett served as a commander of the 8th U.S. Army Ranger Company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some doctors believe that the coronavirus vaccine might wear off within 6 months, but others think there might be enough immunity in your bloodstream to last. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Prepare to get a third coronavirus vaccination. President Biden's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, telling Axios during a live stream that a booster shot will likely be needed within a year. Fauci adding that the vaccines are effective against COVID and the five strains for at least 6 months. Dr. Vin Gupta tells MSNBC,
there is no evidence right now at 6 months that you might need a booster at a year, or frankly at a year and a half after you get the shot. We know that at 6 months after you get the vaccine, in the case of Pfizer, that your antibody levels are through the roof, and that you're protected against all the variants that exist to this day. So to say that at 9 months or at 12 months, as the Pfizer and the Moderna CEOs put out today, that you might need a booster is devoid of evidence. So I would encourage them, publish the evidence. If that is indeed the case, if the evidence is suggesting that that is the case, provide it so that our government can actually plan ahead. Right now, they're just putting it out there into the ether, and right now the evidence that exists, Brian, suggests we may not need a booster. So we need hard evidence before we start to speculate.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For the USA Radio News Network, I'm Wendy King.